Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're back. Hi. Welcome. That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Let's get to business.
What's business then? You hate everything.
Mm-hmm.
The world sucks and you've given up.
Well,
and,
you think it's good?
I think it's wonderful.
Really?
It's a nice, bright, sunny day. It's like you say when you go on vacation. I just ignore all the news. I have a good time. I don't think about it. Like, I completely tune out.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Sometimes you have to do that. I'm doing that every day now. In fact, I'm tuning you out. But Deborah Mark got rebuked.
I did.
She did. Deborah Mark, well, we've known this, but it really came out in a longer discussion yesterday that she does not eat animals, but she will wear them.
That's true.
And a listener wrote, "Hi, Deborah, I appreciate you do not eat animals and always speak out for them. However, I just wanted to let you know that leather is not a byproduct of animal agriculture. It is a separate industry where cows are often skinned alive and tortured for their skins."
How about that?
I did not know that.
"I know you do not want to contribute to the suffering of any sentient beings."
Very true.
I always like that term, sentient beings. Well, he sent the PETA link, which I'm always suspicious of.
I need to do my own investigation.
"Facts about leather guaranteed to make you hate it."
Well, how else would they? Of course they'd have to skin the animals.
Alive?
I think that's obvious.
Alive is a good question, John. They could be probably.
Oh,
is it because they want the fresh leather, or
I don't know.
That just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, honestly, the way animals are treated doesn't make sense to me. But why are you going to skin an animal alive? It makes more sense. You kill the animal because you want the meat, and then the byproduct is the skin to make things that.
That's what you thought happened.
Yes.
I saw. Oh, he's saying no. These are,
I know,
probably selected because they look like they have good leather, or they're bred.
Well, the problem is you do a Google search, and all you get is the propaganda outlets, the PETA outlets at the top. So that's what's frustrating about Google, is whatever their algorithm is, they'll show you the websites that people go to most frequently.
Right.
So you know the entire anti everything crowd goes to sites like PETA, and I don't think anybody else really cares. So
I'm sure people care.
Oh, no. I mean, the number of people that care are just minuscule.
You don't think people care that the leather shoes they're wearing, that the leather was skinned off of an animal while it was alive and it was tortured?
Not by the signs of how many people wear leather shoes, no.
But I didn't. I wear leather shoes, but mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
You will tomorrow, too.
Well, okay, let's talk about sustainability.
This will be forgotten.
I have these. So what am I going to do? I'm going to just throw them in the trash, right?
So you will not buy any more leather goods.
I need to do
declaring on the show today?
No. I'm going to do my own research and find out if this is true.
If it
is true, then I don't think I will be buying any more leather.
She's in her 27th year of research, by the way.
They have this thing on the PETA page here. Cows have no choice but to watch as workers kill their friends and family. Look at that. They've really humanized them now.
Oh, well, yeah, if you're going to humanize them. But that's only something children do. But, adults don't do that.
There are pictures, and you don't want to look at these.
Of course
dear
you
Lord.
Don't. Well, no, nobody wants to watch the animals get slaughtered, and that's obvious. Doesn't mean they. I mean, I got a steak waiting for me at home tonight. So,
if you watch something showing them being slaughtered, and just say Ken sent you something, and it was so horrifying, you'd still go home and eat a steak?
Yes, I am absolutely aware intellectually of how it's made, and I've got to eat.
So I want you to starve.
It's a binary.
There's no other food out there for
else.
You, right?
You know, it's there's only two choices. You either eat it or you don't eat it. I can't get through life not eating meat because I hate most other foods. So I'm stuck, you know. There's a God up there. The God will sort it out when I show up.
She put that Joe Kwan story in the news about these vegetable dishes being made. Was that a school district doing
that? Yes, yeah. Santa Ana.
And lentils in a dish. Yes,
have you guys, Ken, you've eaten lentils. Lentils are delicious.
They're, you know.
Filled with protein.
Don't exaggerate.
Oh, come on. If they're cooked properly, lentils can be delicious, and you can have a lentil burger. So good.
I don't know why you don't leave this job and work for like a vegetarian or a vegan diet.
Maybe I will.
Yeah,
maybe that.
Because
maybe
you really
be
are quite
job.
The speaker on this.
Go be the press liaison for Peter.
You're very enthusiastic and you're very inspirational. So you could go out there and make speeches about people enjoying these dishes.
If this job doesn't work out, then yeah.
Oh, what do you know?
That's the next stop.
That's the next step in my career.
Today, the dopiness at LA City Council continued. It says here a couple of dozen, I don't know, 25 protesters
filled the chamber. Tired, aren't they?
It seems like it. It says less than there were a couple of weeks ago, but they were incredibly noisy. I didn't know this. The council members are wearing headphones because they can't hear over the pandemonium, the chanting.
Right.
Shut it down, resign, we'll be back, on and on.
They can talk to each other and do business, but they're not overly distracted by the roar of the crowd anymore.
That's the idea of the headphones.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, someone came up with that. So, but they're not getting much done. They did vote to censure.
Well, what were they going to do anyway? This is what I don't
Martinez,
understand.
Kevin DeLeon and Gil Cedillo are censured, whatever that means. I guess that's an official condemnation of their behavior.
It's the part of their permanent record.
Oh, okay.
Remember that in school?
Yes.
There's a letter in your folder now. It's part of your permanent record.
They've been forced to stay after. No, that's right.
The thing is, everyone is moaning. It's like, well, they can't do business. What is the business they're doing? What is it they've been prevented from doing?
Oh, they passed a couple of things last week. I can't remember.
But what, though? Anything actually important? Anything about cleaning up the homeless permanently?
Well, I guess they decided yesterday to have a special election to replace Nuri Martinez.
How about fully funding the police department and giving them the full power?
Well, they didn't do that before all of this either, are you expecting?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that's all I want to hear about. They don't do the things most important, so whatever little bits of irrelevant business they're being prevented from this week, who cares? Nothing's being blocked here. Their busy work is being blocked. Their nonsense work is being blocked. They don't do anything productive for us, so who cares if their meetings get shut down? Shut them down for the next 10 years.
Krikorian threatened to have the protesters removed. The police stood there and said they have to clear the aisle, but nobody really did. Here is part of the chaotic audio from some of today's council meeting.
This council will now have a serious discussion about that very serious matter. But we're not going to be able to do that with this level of disruptive noise in the room. So I am going to ask the members of the public who are here, you've previously been warned about this, clear the center aisle, please take your seats, so that we can proceed with this discussion of the censure of the three members that you're here talking about.
Now, this is what's fascinating to me about pomfoons like Krikorian and all the rest of them. He doesn't have any self-awareness. He doesn't seem to understand that a censure means zero. And that all the crazy people yelling at him, they know the censure means zero. So there is no point in them calming down or quieting down so they could vote on a meaningless censure. In his weird world, all their weird worlds, they all think it's like, oh, we're censuring. Nobody cares.
I know, as if he was going to change. Oh, yeah, we'll leave after you do that. Sure. That's all we wanted.
And they all have the same pompous way of expressing themselves, very slow and laborious and scolding. And they've got no effect. Nobody cares about these city council people. Nobody. And they don't do anything worthwhile. If it wasn't for this tape being leaked, we wouldn't talk about any of these people. They already failed the city. They failed the city horribly over the last 5 years.
Well, that's why we talk about them.
Yes, but beyond they failed with homelessness and crime, they have no value in life. None. You know, you could turn them into leather boots. There's nothing to them. There's nothing.
Now, last night, the news came out that LAPD is going to investigate the leaked recording. The only thing that surprised me, it came at the request of the Three Stooges, Nuri Martinez, Gil Cedillo, and Kevin De Leon. But I guess it's because their lives were ruined.
Well, it's
they
on
want
the,
to know
well, yeah.
who did this. Yeah,
it's on the books, and you know, maybe they'll give them a pretext to file civil charges.
It's probably a misdemeanor if they ever find anybody. It's not going to rise to the level of a felony, agree most legal experts in the story. So that was the big development last night. So they do not have a suspect right now.
People don't understand. You're not allowed to speak anymore. You're not allowed to say what's on your mind.
You do it every day for four hours on this show.
I'm not saying everything that's on my mind.
Oh.
You want to hear everything that's on my mind?
Let's have that show. Let's put that on the KFI High Def channel.
The High Def channel.
A lot of dumps.
HD2, right? You say it during the ID at the end of the show.
That thing.
Yeah.
Anybody listen on that?
I don't know. I had a high-def radio, but I think I threw it away a few years ago because it was pretty old.
It was one of those failed radio experiments that they frequently have.
Well,
that's
supposed
industry.
To make AM sound pretty good, but it didn't really.
Yeah, there's terrible limitations with it, though. But hey, if you're out there on the HD2 channel, hi. Thanks.
All right, when we come back, that's why I was going to put your nasty show there.
Yeah, my nasty show, I actually...
The Everything John Cobalt show.
I do it with my friend at a public park, and we sweep the picnic table for microphones and the tree for microphones.
You probably do these days, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do a bug check.
Well, that's where you guys figure out all the problems and...
No, that's where I unleash the other show.
Oh, the other show. But
what I'm really thinking.
Condemning people. Yeah. All right. As soon as we come back, I think it's still time for giving out a keyword for a chance for some inflation bonus money. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, there are competitive races outside of California for seats like the U.S. Senate and the governor's. We'll talk about the Pennsylvania Senate debate between Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz. And is he a real doctor or is that just a...
No, he's a real doctor. He's a... He's a heart surgeon.
Oh, okay. It's just John Fetterman, the man that suffered a stroke in May. He's a lieutenant governor currently. He really came into this as a favorite because he was getting lots of crowds. He seemed like a different kind of breakthrough candidate, but the stroke has definitely changed things and evened up that race. You'll find out why when you hear a couple of clips from last night's debate. And in New York, there was a governor's debate. And the Republican candidate is gaining on the Democrat. This is the woman that took over for the disgrace Cuomo in New York. Her name is Kathy Hochul. And the clip we're going to play is remarkable in that she couldn't understand why her opponent was finding crime to be such an important issue. That's hard to believe. So we'll bring you all this audio after the news at 2:30. Speaking of crime, as a matter of fact, the two stories that did seem to dominate this morning, locally, nationally, was that Senate debate in Pennsylvania and what happened in Pasadena when a woman wearing kind of a long flowing, I call it like a witch dress.
She did look like a witch.
Approached a house in Pasadena and attacked it with a pickaxe. It is horrifying and bizarre.
She's 65 years old.
Beverly Baker is her name, and John's right. When I saw it, I didn't think she looked it. I couldn't tell what she was. And, of course, I went right to the homeless box, but it's apparently she lives nearby.
Yeah, she's got a house. Long flowing dress, a black on top, looked like greenish blue,
at the bottom, and she's got this pickaxe, and she smashes through all the glass doors of this neighbor's home.
The windows, the doors. Yep, it's got, you know, it's almost like a really long window, ceiling-to-floor kind of windows.
Yeah.
Like you would have for a sliding glass door.
The family's got a little baby laying in a bassinet right next to one of the windows.
But the grandmother realizes that something's not right, and she went and grabbed the baby just moments before the woman struck the window with the pickaxe and the glass, just where you can see it in the bassinet.
I think that the crazy lady smashed the first window in the row, and the grandmother just instinctively ran and grabbed the baby and took her away, and they said it was 5 seconds before the baby's window. And then there were the huge shards of glass laying in the bassinet.
The homeowner is Armen Chukadarian. Chukadarian, they're Armenian people.
I saw this guy last night.
And his mother-in-law was babysitting his daughter at the time. The baby was sleeping by the window, but she removed the granddaughter right in time. They do believe Baker is suffering from a mental health crisis.
Ha! Wow!
But Chukadarian is claiming it's a hate crime. We were targeted because we're Armenian. I don't know that she said anything. I guess these are their surveillance cameras took all this video.
Unless there's a history there.
Maybe she... No, he says he did not know her. That's what he said.
Well, how would he know?
He did not recognize her.
How would he know it's an attack on Armenians?
Maybe there were like anonymous threats were sent to them that he hasn't disclosed yet, but maybe they got some sort of vibe.
I mean, there's a reason he said that. There's more to the story unless it's just the thing you say now.
Yeah. They found her, but there was a 30-minute standoff. I guess you're holding a pickaxe. You don't just run right up to somebody and handcuff them.
Yeah.
I don't know if she still had the pickaxe, but it just
that
says here,
huge.
A 30-minute standoff, and she was arrested.
That was a huge axe she had. In fact,
massive.
I couldn't believe she had the strength to wield
it. It's like something used for mining or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like because she didn't look like that. She looked like she was a skinny person. And a little older. And she had a lot of strength the way she was swinging that thing.
She whacked it at those windows.
That was mesmerizing to watch.
Oh, and by the way, she returns. She smashes the windows, seems to walk away, then comes back again and continues slamming at the house.
She's got
to
have a history. I mean, she's lived 65 years. What else has she done?
Oh, I do have a quote. Here's what she shouted. You want to know what she shouted?
Yeah.
Questions? Questions, anyone? I'll be back. Get out. See, that's why he thinks she was trying to get them out of the house. And it could be a hate crime. Police found her nonchalant, walking with a pickaxe on her back.
Wow.
Like she just finished working with it. But she refused to surrender and eventually did.
What kind of a mental illness is that? Or is this some drug reaction?
65?
I mean, that's what...
I was trying to find...
That's meth activity.
Yeah, that is.
To get crazy and aggressive like that.
Some sort of violent psychosis.
Yeah.
Whatever motivated her to do this. I was trying to find if anybody that knows her is speaking. She's got to have some kind of family members.
I don't think she has a husband.
They...
I'm just guessing. You can't fall asleep if your wife is waving a pickaxe around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because that's why I went to the homeless category immediately, thinking that sounds like somebody that's whacked out on drugs or mental health problems.
She defied every stereotype.
Her age?
Yes, her age, her sex, her homeless situation. If I told you a person snuck up on homeowners in Pasadena with an axe and started smashing things, you'd have a visual in your head of what the guy probably looked like, right? Scraggly, bearded, you know, unkempt, unwashed, whacked out on meth. You wouldn't expect Eric, although she did have a witchy look to her. She had the long, curly black hair.
They said that they had to convince the grandmother for 10 minutes that it's us. She can come out of the closet now. That's how terrifying it was. That's what she did. She ran into the closet and hid. So I guess she was the only one home at the time.
It was terrifying just to watch it recorded on TV. I mean, something great.
Yeah, arrested at her home a few streets over. Baker was arrested at her home a few streets over. Charged right now is vandalism.
Yeah, vandalism. That doesn't seem to capture the violence of that act. Vandalism.
So why would you pick this house out from a few streets over? If you're just whacked out and you just want to act out with a pickaxe, you just go next door or across the street. Seems like she purposely picked this house out. And then she said, get out.
Yeah.
Which is, well, that's ominous.
I don't know.
But I, too, I had like this Halloween vision. Like it was some sort of weird horror show, right? Because of that dress she's wearing. She looked kind of witchly. Oh, I'm looking at a different view of her standing out front. And she's up and she goes up and down the sidewalk and she marches up the sidewalk or the path to the house and just, wow.
Yeah. Another day in Los Angeles.
Marvelous. All right, when we come back, we'll play some clips from the debate a lot of people are talking about. There's a Senate candidate in the state of Pennsylvania named John Fetterman. Unfortunately, back in May, he had a stroke, and there were real questions as to whether or not he's recovered enough to assume the office like the U.S. Senate. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Jerry Lee Lewis died. That's the reports we're hearing at 87.
Yeah.
Six people in the ghoul pool had Jerry Lee Lewis. I raised my hand. I thought he already passed.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah. I thought I did that a few years ago, but that's happening a lot lately. I don't know.
Well, people fade away.
I actually have this memory of seeing like an obit or a story. It's what's weird.
Okay, that is weird.
Oh, no, I got the troubling. I have flummoxed the physician.
Would you tell me when you see mine just to give
Dr.
me a heads
Dr. Gobelt is just staring. Eyebrow goes up. No, I'm imagining people die. Oh, no.
I understand people like just fading away. Often they get sick and they don't make any more public appearances.
Remember, I did that with Bernard Shaw.
Yeah. No,
I was certain when we talked about him like last year that he had passed and he was alive and now he's dead.
So this could be
another.
Well, it's a recurring problem, apparently.
I don't know. I don't have a.
You're not losing track of them. You have memories of their obituary.
That is exactly right. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
In fact, yours just came into my head. John Cobelt. All right. The Moist Line is back day after tomorrow. The number is 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. See if you can outdo the city council mob members. We're just screaming the same thing every day. Resign.
Yeah.
Get out.
There's a lot of good Moist Line candidates in that crowd.
You can also use the iHeartRadio app. There's a little microphone that you use to leave a message. Okay, so the U.S. Senate, of course, is really hanging in the balance here. It's 50-50, and that wonderful Kamala Harris gets to vote on ties. That means it's in the Democratic column, so to speak. So there's some races that are really up for grabs, and the Republicans have a chance at a seat in lovely Pennsylvania, where this race already got attention because a TV personality, like a Donald Trump, is running. It's Dr. Mehmet Oz. He is the Republican nominee. Now, the Democratic nominee is John Fetterman, who's the lieutenant governor. Well, the Friday before the May primary election, he had a stroke. And on primary day, they put in a pacemaker and a defibrillator implanted.
He's got a bad heart, too.
Yeah, he's got cardiomyopathy.
That's a weakened heart muscle.
He did not even campaign again till mid-August. And his problem right now, and strokes can affect people in all different ways in terms of functions. He apparently has trouble auditorily. He cannot exactly sometimes figure out what you're saying. So last night, they gave him a teleprompter so he could look there to be more certain about what the question was. It comes up on a screen.
They had typists banging away.
Right. As soon as the moderator asked a question, it's quickly like you see closed captioning on your TV. And they're really quick and probably really good, so he doesn't look like he's way off. But it still led to some difficulties. And yeah, this has gone back and forth. Oz apparently brought this up early after this happened, and then there were scolds who said, don't, that's just, you know, there's a person that's recovering. He's trying to get back up on his feet again. Yeah, but then others said, well, it's a Senate seat. I mean, people have a right to know.
When you have a stroke, it can leave lasting brain damage. That's what we're dealing with here. Nobody wants to say it that bluntly, but Fetterman has brain damage. That might
and
not
apparently
hear.
Apparently, it affects him hearing and computing speech.
Right. So he can't process what he's hearing into words. So he's got to read it. And then he has to retrieve the words that he wants to use in response. So this is, and one of the reporters for NBC got a lot of crap and a lot of criticism because she did a piece on Fetterman a few weeks ago, and in her introduction told the anchor, I will say that in trying to engage in small talk with Fetterman before we did the formal interview, it wasn't clear he understood what I was saying. Oh, and holy hell broke loose. How
dare you? Well, the progressive woke media fell all over her because this is an important Senate seat.
I know, but
they did not want her to tip any balance there with those comments.
But she was telling the truth.
Well, of course she was.
And they were lying. I think this is the central point of this. They were lying and covering this up. And it's fair for the public to vote on the issue. You don't have to write him off simply because he's struggling communicating, but I heard the most outrageous thing. I heard people saying, well, I don't even know why the staff let him debate last night. I mean, they should have
it
never.
It took a long time to bring this one debate
and
together.
And I'm thinking, whoa, hold on a second. What do you mean let him debate? He has to. He has
most
to speak
candidates
publicly.
From major office do debate.
Yeah, yes. you can't hide it. That's the thing. There was this whole philosophy about hiding the brain damage. It's like, no, you got to lay it out. Now, you know, maybe some people are okay with it. They don't think it's such a big deal. It's overhyped, whatever. But got to know about it. Got to factor that in.
So for people who don't know, we'll play you some of the audio. I've heard Fetterman speak before, but the debate, you know, you're on your feet. You have to really talk off the top of your head. You get the questions on that monitor, but then it's all up to you. They got a minute to respond. Sometimes he didn't use it. This is how things kicked off. This got a lot of attention right out of the box.
You're running for a seat that could decide the balance of power in Washington. What qualifies you to be a U.S. senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania.
I think he meant to say good evening, everybody. But there's a real difference. When you say goodnight, it's like you're leaving.
And then there was a pause after that.
It was a pause. I thought the audience might laugh only because they thought it was a joke. Good night, everybody. Had a good time.
It does sound
Hi.
Like it.
Good night, everybody.
If the first thing you say is goodnight.
Okay, tough start.
All right, here's this one I listened to, and this one I thought was a real challenge for John Fetterman, and he's a big topic in Pennsylvania is fracking. Here we go.
You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking, but there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fetterman.
Wow. That was a challenge.
And the thing is, all his life, he's never supported fracking. He's a pretty far-left progressive, so... Which is fine. You can change your mind in life, but I would like to have heard what made him change his mind.
You could tell that it took him a moment reading the monitor to process the question, because that was the big pause at the beginning. A lot of the debate did focus on crime. Now, Fetterman has this thing for releasing murderers.
He was on the parole board.
Second-degree murderers, particularly he's soft on. Do you know what Oz said? Fetterman's a soft-on-crime liberal who lived off his parents into his 40s.
It's true.
Oh, it is true.
It is true.
Oh, he's 53, right? That's not that long ago.
No, because I think Oz pointed out that the only house he owned, he got it for a dollar from his sister, and he was living off his parents for a long time. There's something off about him even before the stroke. Like, I don't get the fascination with him. Somebody, I think for the National Review, did a rundown of all the profiles. Every election cycle, the progressive media falls in love with another oddball candidate. A few years ago, it was that idiot Beto O'Rourke, right? And they wrote all these fawning profiles. And so the guy at the National Review, he put together a compilation of the opening paragraphs of about a half a dozen major news profiles. And every one of them was, John Fetterman cuts quite a figure. He's 6'8". He's bald. He has a goatee.
And he wears clothes that are out of sync with, like, the button-down politician
look. He wears a hoodie.
A hoodie.
And cargo shorts.
Matter of fact, this got me. I looked him up one day before the stroke because I had to know, who is this guy I keep reading about? And apparently he speaks really like a regular guy on the street. Like he works next to you at the mine, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's apparently a mayor of a town near Pittsburgh.
He's got that blue-collar sound, which is fine. That probably a lot of people will identify that rather than... a guy like Oz, who I don't like either. I think he's a complete crackpot.
Oz is weird.
You talk about two like really bad choices. But the thing is, every single profile said the same thing. Every profile had the hoodie, the cargo shorts, the goatee, and the bald head, and that he's 6'8". It's like you talk about.
Well, I also heard he has enthusiasm. He really directly talks to people. He doesn't use political speak. There were some positive things in there that may have been true.
No, I know, but
that he avoids the cliches. That he really relates to
people. The point is, he was cool because he had tattoos and he was bald. That was the thing. The progressive media always looks for the guy who's cool.
Oh, right, the unconventional.
And so the tattoos made him cool.
All right, when we come back, we'll play another clip. And this is the biggest issue of the debate over crime. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up after 3 o'clock, it's a tongue bath article of sorts. The El Segundo Times tried to do its best to put the spin on people leaving the state of California. And the people that they quoted, the rah-rah, don't worry, this means nothing, we'll be back, is a bit humorous. We'll talk about it after the news at 3 o'clock. One of the big debates last night ahead of the November 8th election occurred in Pennsylvania, a Senate debate between the Democrat John Fetterman, who's the lieutenant governor, and the Republican, Dr. Mehmet Oz. John Fetterman had a stroke back in May. A lot of it, the undertones were about his, as they say in the New York Times, the pace of his recovery. This next clip we have deals with probably what was the big topic of the night between the two. And that, of course, is a big topic everywhere. Rising crime. And here is Mr. Fetterman trying to answer a question when he's being accused of being soft on crime.
What is your response to accusations that you are, quote, dangerously soft on crime? You have 60 seconds.
No. I believe that I run on my record on crime. I ran to be mayor back in 2005 in order to fight gun violence, and that's exactly what I did. And working with the police and working with our community, I was able to stop gun violence for 5.5 years as mayor, ever accomplished before or since my time as mayor, because I'm the only person on this stage right now that has was successful about pushing back against gun violence and being the community more safe. All he's done is just put a plan up on his website in the last 24 hours. He has no experience. He has never made any attempt to try to address crime during his entire career, except showing up for photo ops here in Philadelphia.
That was anything but smooth.
No, I had no idea.
You can see the halting nature of his speech tells you that it's a little tough for him to process and then speak in a more rapid, direct fashion.
It's pretty clear. He's pretty compromised. This is not the time for him to be taking on a Senate position.
Right.
First of all, as usual, everybody is focusing on the wrong issues. The real issue is he used to commute. He was the head of the board of, the board of pardons. And I just found a random story in 2019. He and the rest of the board recommended a record number of commutations for people sentenced to life in prison. That's what's really bad about him, is he's an empty the prison guy. That's
at least he's not running for governor. He may have a little less effect there as a U.S. senator.
But that's, when you have that kind of record, that brings in all kinds of other issues, all kinds of other decisions that you're going to be making. Okay, that's where his mind is at. People sentenced to life ought to be let out early because he says so. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust a guy like that on anything. If he's got judgment that bad, then, go do something else for a living. Get out of politics.
A reporter for the Daily Beast went to a debate party, Fetterman fans, and apparently that fracking clip, the room went silent. they were completely stunned into maybe that had been the first time they really realized
they
that
they had all put on their Democratic jerseys and they were waving the pom-poms and doing the rah-rah and everybody was trying to play pretend. They knew he had serious damage, serious brain damage. They were just hoping to get away with it because he did win. They didn't have the guts to, I don't know what the mechanism would be for the Democratic State Party, to have some kind of conference and have him removed as the candidate and put in the guy who finished second. That's what they should have done. They should have put in somebody else as soon as he had the stroke. Right. Because they knew within 24 hours how much damage was there. And they generally know what condition you're going to be in 6 months. And by the way, it is almost 6 months for him, and that's when most of the healing happens. It could happen incrementally beyond that, but what he is now is probably what he's going to be, more or less, for a while. Maybe forever.
Crime was also a big issue in the New York State governor's race debate. It's Kathy Hochul, the incumbent Democrat who took over for the disgraced Andrew Cuomo, versus her Republican opponent, Lee Zeldin. We'll play you this one clip because it also made the rounds this morning, and that people can't believe Hochul's response. They're talking about crime. Here's how it went.
This governor, who still, to this moment, we're halfway through the debate, she still hasn't talked about locking up anyone committing any crimes.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change we made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important to you. All I know is that we could do more.
Well, when I said we could do more,
excuse me, I'm speaking.
Sure, go ahead.
We could do so much more. If there was a nationwide ban, but certainly a state ban on teenagers being able to get guns, assault weapons.
So this is a pretty good indication of how these debates go. You have these progressive Democrats who just focus on the guns, and you have Republicans that focus on the criminals and punishment. But which side do you choose?
But Hochul said to Zeldin, I don't know why this is so important to you. Well, Zeldin was nearly stabbed to death by a man who ran up on stage during a campaign rally.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
right. That happened this year, too.
Yeah, a man climbed on stage and tried to stab him on July 21st.
And something happened outside his house. There was some sort of criminal activity outside his house.
Yes, and then there was a shooting outside his home in a separate incident that happened on October the 11th. Two 17-year-olds were wounded by gunfire while walking in front of Zeldin's home. Why is this so important to you? What a setup. First of all, he almost got stabbed, not shot. And secondly, you had the shooting incident outside his house. And by the way, it's not just about Zeldin. There's a massive amount of crime going on in New York City. People are terrified to go into the subways. They're terrified to walk the streets. So she's just this typical progressive dope who's just not bothered by this stuff. You know, along the way, I realized dealing with all the homeless out here and, you know, all the poop and the needles and the meth heads, it's like there's a certain type of person that just it doesn't bother them. Yeah. They don't care. What's the big deal? Why?
That's what I said this week when I said we've normalized things. People live with it. I go back to Seth Rogen's comment. The comedian apparently was trolling somebody on social media who complained about his car being broken into. And Seth Rogen was like, "That's life in the big city." Yeah. See that? That's that lackadaisical acceptance.
Sure.
That's right. People are going to get murdered. Oh, so what? Right? Homeless are going to be in the streets. Some of them are going to attack people. You know, that's just life in the big city today.
When you spend...
you cannot accept that.
When you spend 12 hours a day sucking on a bong, that's the kind of attitude you end up
with. Yeah, but I think it's beyond that. I think
like,
a lot of people
man.
Feel that way.
He just had
the guts to say it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to live in that world. It's like too bad. I don't care about these people's beliefs. I don't want to live in that world. And everybody who has any commiseration with that type of thinking, you want out. You vote them out.
All right. We got another keyword around 3:20. You have a chance for some inflation bonus money. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, I think Jerry Lee Lewis is not dead.
Yeah, now TMZ is saying he's still alive.
This happened. Who was this happened to this year?
Oh, yeah, it happened.
Somebody was, the family pronounced him dead, and then apparently he was alive another day. Who was that? It was a pretty big celebrity.
Well, anyway. We'll find out. But Jerry Lee
Lewis. Because we did this on the show. We said, wait, not dead.
He's made a comeback. Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.